This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. At least 10,000 people are expected to participate in this year's RAGBRAI, which is the annual bicycle ride across Iowa. And this year's route goes through southeast Iowa in a way organizers have not tried before. The route is unique because it includes stops in two Mississippi River cities. RAGBRAI director T.J. Juskowitz says riders will arrive in Burlington on July 26th. But instead of dunking their tires in the river at Burlington to mark the end of the ride, they will travel to the official finish line in Keokuk the following day. It's the first time RAGBRAI has visited Keokuk in 27 years.
To get it down there, it's been a long time coming, and a lot of people have been asking for it. So we're real happy that we're able to bring it down there. Now, we did throw a little twist in there with having another river town in Burlington. So what that's going to do is probably give us a little bit of riding along the Mississippi River when we can.
Have you looked into that, how to get from Burlington to Keokuk for that Mississippi River ride when you've pretty much just got a four-lane highway to work with? Is that something that RAGBRAI is okay with using that?
Oh, there's more than that. You just got to know where the roads are. So, we're certainly not going to ride on 218, and we're not going to, ride on 61. So there's other roads to get from Burlington to Keokuk. That's why it's not a 30-mile ride. It's probably, a 62-mile ride that day.
Was it an easy decision to say, hey, let's try something new this year? Let's try to do these two river towns, having that unique nature. What prompted that?
Well, we're always trying to do things that are new and exciting. We don't want to just roll out the same old RAGBRAI each and every year. And so when we can do something, that's just a little bit different, we're going to take an opportunity to do that. So it keeps people on their toes, and, it's probably the most thing that people are talking about on the entire route. So a little new twist to it. And so new opportunity for Burlington. They're typically an ending town, so we'll see how that goes. But again, we probably wouldn't have been able to get all the way down to Keokuk without having a good town that made it so it wasn't 100 miles into the last day. I think the last time we finished in Keokuk was over 70 miles, and that's a bit much for the ending town.
How does this year's event compare with others when it comes to the length of RAGBRAI? Maybe if there's difficult climbs or anything like that, how does it compare just in a general sense?
It's fairly easy. For a southern route, it's extremely easy, to be honest with you. It's kind of surprising when you go south, you just assume that it is going to be just very hilly and all that. So to go and, find a route that's, fairly flat and really short. I mean, we're talking, 427 miles across the state. So that, that right there just kind of says, hey, we're, we can find a way that's not completely hilly and still have a, real neat experience.
What goes into actually selecting which cities are going to be the overnight stops?
There's a whole lot of factors involved. What cities are available, first of all. I mean, there's some towns that have, flatly said, we're redoing our city. All the city streets are going to be ripped up this summer. Don't try to come this summer. So finding out what cities have an interest in RAGBRAI and which ones are available that year, and then looking at roads that are not going to be under construction. So work with DOT, and we look at roads that are probably safe and enjoyable with plenty of towns in between. And so when we can get a route that's safe and enjoyable, connecting towns that have an interest in RAGBRAI and are available to host RAGBRAI, that's how the route comes together.
Does RAGBRAI reach out to the cities ahead of time, or do the cities contact you and say they're interested?
We send out a packet probably about June that says, would you like to host the following year or future RAGBRAIs? And we get back probably about 200 responses with that simple, yes, we'd love to host, or, hey, we're redoing, or, we've got our 150th celebration this summer. Can we do it any time in the future? It would be great. So we give them kind of a grace period if they want. We say, 5 years is typically where before we start sending them re-information. But that's not always the case, because we had going back to Centerville after just a few years, and we've done that before with Davenport, too. So it's not. There's nothing set in stone. There's no pattern. There's no, hey, we were north last year. We're central. Now we're going to be south. There's no pattern or anything like that. We're going to pick great towns, great cities to ride through. As long as it's safe and enjoyable, we're going to go there.
Do the overnight towns have to meet a certain population, certain types of amenities? Are there requirements to be able to do that?
Nope, none whatsoever. We've been in Lansing, Iowa, less than 1,000 people. We've been in towns as small as Cibola that are, you know, tiny populations. So there's nothing magical about the size of the population. If it depends on, you know, kind of the size of their heart instead of their population.
T.J. Jeskowitz is director of RAGBRAI. He says this year's ride will begin in Council Bluffs on July 21st, then cross the state and go through Burlington before ending in Keokuk on July 27th. Jeskowitz says RAGBRAI representatives will meet with supporters in Keokuk and Burlington next week to start the planning process. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.